Thank you, sir. The colleagues have pointed out that there is much we don't know yet about what decisions will be taken and therefore what structures we might need are of course right, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't start discussing and start thinking about some of these issues. If we don't start doing so until the review conference, we're likely to make some rather poor decisions, and we also won't have done the necessary thinking and discussion that you would need to make sure we get the proper resources. That becomes a particularly important element. For example, if we look at the last intersessional process, we had this innovation. We created a set of five different expert groups, all reporting to the meeting of states parties. It seemed like an innovation, it seemed like a way ahead, and yet this was the first intersessional process where we completely failed to achieve any common understandings for our report on any of the topics under discussion in those expert groups. Why is that? Because the meetings were too short, there was no opportunity to produce a report. The efforts of the MX chairs to generate the elements that might serve to converge discussions at the annual meetings, even though that was not inconsistent with past practice, were not accepted. The end result is, sir, the process we had last time failed. We shouldn't repeat it. If we want to do something like it, that's fine, but we have to change it in some fundamental ways because it failed. We also need to think, we've heard a lot of talk about the need to, you know, move away from an intersessional process and back to a negotiating forum. Well, okay, but are we still going to have an ISU? Are we still going to have a chairman who promotes universality? Is the ISU going to have a job that involves supporting state party efforts at national implementation and conducting outreach and awareness raising? If so, we need somebody to oversee those activities and, of course, to adopt a budget. So we need a meeting of states parties. If we've heard a suggestion that, well, maybe we still need an MX2, we definitely need an MX1, even if we have a cooperation committee. I don't know what the right answer is, but we could perhaps start by stepping back and saying, what issues are we interested in continuing to promote or discuss? And what activities are we interested in continuing to pursue? After all, the activities that I outlined, the work of the ISU, the outreach, et cetera, those are all piecemeal incremental activities, which, as I understand it, have no value. I personally don't think I agree with that idea. I think they do contribute to the strengthening of the convention. But we need to think about whether or not they remain in play. I personally would support keeping them in play. I think one thing we can tell, though, there's an appetite for doing substantive, meaningful work here. We've heard it in the interventions today. We have, what, right now, 8 days, 12 days for the whole of the year of meeting time? That won't do. Representative Ward referred to our proposal and the idea of a two-year intensive examination. You could maybe do that activity in 2 years if you took 8 to 10 weeks a year. We need to be thinking in terms of, if we want to do something serious, and we know there are political differences and we know there are substantive differences, we're going to need more time, a lot more time, and a lot more effort. And that's going to cost. So I think all of that needs to be part of our thinking as we approach the review conference. Thank you, sir.
I thank the distinguished delegates of the United States.